University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is... Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music on a Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour. And to start things off on tonight's show, as always, I have a fantastic request from a good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. Tonight, he wanted to hear a song by composer, pianist, keyboardist, and lifelong jazz man Takahiro Obata. More specifically, a song from the Promised Neverland original soundtrack called Ray's Retaliation. He's a phenomenal composer in the way that he seamlessly incorporates jazz into this part of the soundtrack. I want to hear more. Whether you know him or you don't, I highly recommend looking into more of Takahiro Obata's extensive body of work and listening to what else he's worked on. And again, he's been devoted to jazz since the age of 14. Worked tirelessly to elevate his craft. Even outside of Shed Progressions, I definitely want to dive into more of his work. And I hope you do as well. So thank you so much for sending this my way, Dan. You always send some amazing requests my way, and it's always cool to see how jazz can be incorporated into a song. Anyway, let's get ready to dive into it here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Whether you're tuned in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM CFRC, listening to us on Cogeco Channel 282, or catching us on our website cfrc.ca on the stream, I thank you for stopping by and listening to some jazz music with me here at the end of our Monday night. So without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf with a CFRC Grammar Fun. Ever wonder what the correct usage is of less versus fewer? A lot of people get that wrong, but there's a really easy rule to remember. If the item you're talking about is something that is countable, as in numbers of discrete objects, then you use the word fewer if you're trying to describe a smaller quantity. If it's not quantifiable, if it's simply not countable, then you use less. So, for example, Jill ate fewer candies than Jane is correct. But suppose you were talking about just candy, not candies, then it would be Fred ate less candy than Bill. Got it now? Countable, use fewer. Non-countable, use less. This has been a CFRC Grammar Fun.
Hi, my name's Daniel Wolf. If you're like me, you sometimes find Mondays to be a bit of a drag. Why don't you try out some really neat music? I have a show on CFRC 101.9 FM titled Dark Glasses. It's an eclectic mix of everything from jazz to folk to indie to musicals. You'll hear everything from Sonny Rollins and Dizzy Gillespie all the way to Gordon Lightfoot and Red Moon Road. So tune in Mondays at 2:30 to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 FM.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the?
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
I'm David Suzuki. Cut your heat and energy use by 10% and you'll be making a real difference combating global warming. The future is in your hands.
Shrink your footprint, grow your wallet, cool the planet. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a fantastic request from a good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik. He wanted to hear a song by composer Takahiro Obata, Ray's Retaliation, from the Promised Neverland original soundtrack. Thank you once again for sending this my way, Dan. I will definitely have to do a deep dive into more of Takahiro Obata's work. Once again, I cannot recommend it enough. Look into more of this man's work when you get the chance. That rising sense of urgency up to the 45-second mark, where the saxophone kicks in. So many discordant moving parts in that all just fits so well. We don't usually build up the energy right off the bat here on Shed Progressions. Usually kind of ease into it, but sometimes I like to make an exception. And so it was only natural to follow that up with Natural Born by Polyplus from their most recent album, Soundtracks 2, keeping that energy going. And we will definitely be playing more of that album in the weeks to come, so please look forward to more of that. To finish things off, we played some Corey Wong with The Sorcerer from his album Starship Syncopation, another album I want to play more of. And this song was a little deceptive at first, wasn't it? It started off with that cool, dreamy guitar. It kind of reminded me of Abnumo. And then it hits you like a steel chair out of nowhere with that funky, low brass line. And that is something that the Metropole Orchestra just did so well. I haven't encountered levels of funk like this in a jazz song since John Tropez's 1977 album, A Short Trip to Space, which I think we might be overdue for revisiting, so please look forward to that as well. But looking forward to what's coming up next on Shed Progressions, I have an excellent request from another good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates, and he wants to hear a Canadian classic, Oliver Jones, with a song Mark My Time from the album A Class Act. Oliver Jones celebrated his 90th birthday last September. And just a couple years ago, he was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. A musical prodigy and a man of many accolades. It's an honor just to be playing him on the show, so thank you so much for sending this my way, Master Nate. I really appreciate it, as always. Let's get ready to continue keeping it classy, taking it easy, and playing some more jazz music as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Thank you. Swing Swang Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Hi, I'm JB, host of The Canadian Shield. Join me Saturdays at 4 p.m. over CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282 and CFRC.ca, nowhere else.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
CFRC 101.9 FM Shet Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off with a request from Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear some Oliver Jones, a Canadian Music Hall of Famer, a jazz giant, and a class act besides. From his album, A Class Act, we played the song Mark My Time. Once again, thank you so much for sending this my way. Here on Shed Progressions, we appreciate the jazz greats. Incidentally, did you know that Oliver Jones has 6 doctorates? So you can call him Dr. Oliver Jones. Again, many, many accolades to his name. After that, we played Blues en Surf Rouge by the AB Trio from their album Out West. And then to finish things off, we played Pillars of Hercules by the Atlantis Jazz Ensemble from their album Oceanic Suite. Coming up next on Shed Progressions, I'm of a mind to play some Stanley Jones. For the album Flying Home, we're going to play the song Tropical Storm. Some really cool jazz fusion by an exceptional jazz guitarist. Coming up now on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, so please enjoy. And please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer. Here we go. And here we are. We've reached the end of our show here on Chet Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. One last time tonight, let's talk about what we played, and we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off, of course, with Tropical Storm by Stanley Jordan for the album Flying Home. After that, we played Wonders of Life by Takeshi Ito from the album Groove Island. And then to finish things off, we played Dream State by Jeff Kearns. Now, as always, before jumping into the last song of the night, just a couple of quick announcements. And you can probably already hazard a guess as to what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and maybe want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show, Swing, Swang, Swung, every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And also Daniel Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. Two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz music. Now to finish things off on tonight's show, we're going to play The Fall by Mattis Kalpron from his album Tragedy. Commemorate the fall of Monday night and the rise of Tuesday morning, soon to come. But as Monday night gives way to Tuesday morning, I say to you this. Thank you for tuning into Chet Progressions. I hope you enjoyed tonight's set list. Next week I'll be back, as always, with a few surprises up my sleeve. And to tip my hand just a little bit, I'd like to go revisit the 8-Bit Big Band. Corey Wong's Starship Syncopation album again. I also want to play some Sonny Greenwich. And I mentioned a while back that the Oscar Peterson Trio collaborated with Milt Jackson to make an album called Very Tall. And I'd very much like to go back and revisit that. That and more for next week. But for now, I say to you this, as a new week dawns upon us, take care out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I hope good things come your way. And I hope this week goes your way. So if you would permit me one final indulgence tonight, on this, the first Monday of the month of March, I say to you, one last time, please enjoy our last song of the night. Again, it is The Fall by Mattis Kalpron from the album Tragedy. Thank you for tuning into Chet Progressions and listening to some jazz with me at the end of our Monday night. Have a good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and